Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and I welcome you to the program. Thank you for being here. You can find more about my work and offerings on my website of the same name, ConsciousCoolChic.com. That's where I share more information about my books, astrology, spiritual themes, mastery classes, all kinds of stuff going on over there. But thank you for being here. I know new people listen to the show every week, and I forget to do an introduction. I forget to talk about who I am. So you can find out more about me on my website. In fact, I'd rather focus more on a topic than talk about myself, but I know some of you are new to the program, and it's good to get an idea of whose voice you're listening to. This program has been on the air for about 3 years now, over that, and it's been wonderful to connect with so many of you around the globe. You can listen to this program on Blog Talk Radio and follow along. When you click follow for this show, Blog Talk Radio then sends you an email when there is a new episode available to listen to. You can also follow along on iTunes, and you can subscribe to the program, and iTunes will download the latest podcast for you into your account. So, ways that you can stay connected without having to do a thing. I think that is always the best solution. So today's show, we're going to talk about the new spiritual boundaries of now, of right now. Because the energy of right now, 2015, is different than it has been. We've been talking about this all year. We've been talking about how the astrology is different. The global energies are different. We're in a new cycle, a new grand cycle of energies. And because of that, more requirements are necessary from us, of us, in order to stay in our vibration, our frequency, and our highest possible energy. Because I know that so many of you have been doing a lot of work, and you don't want to regress or backtrack, right? You don't want to go back into old ways of being or doing things because you've come so far and you've done so much work and you're really committed to who you are now. And with that commitment comes responsibility, and part of that responsibility relates to the new boundaries that really support you. So that's what we're going to talk about today, and I know this is an important topic. It's an ongoing important topic, meaning it's something that we're going to be continually working with throughout our lives and reinforcing and shifting and getting stronger with. That's just how energy works, and that's what also keeps it exciting, right? Never a boring day. So I'm going to dive into that in just a minute. If you are looking for more support right now, more spiritual understanding, more spiritual support, I put together a book called Your Awakening Self. And this book is all about the different areas that you open up to, that you gain strength in, and that you learn about yourself as you're on your awakening journey. And I actually would say that that journey just continues. It doesn't end. There's no finish line. It just continues throughout our lives, is that we have more of these awakenings to who we are and who, what our soul energy is. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, back in the day when I started on my spiritual path, it was about 2002, I thought there was an arrival point. I thought, okay, if I get to this understanding, then everything changes. Well, that's not really how it works, which we know now, is that you actually just keep growing. You keep evolving. You keep learning new lessons. You have new tests. You have new ways of working with energy. So I wrote this book called Your Awakening Self. It has 26 spiritual topics, very easy to read, and designed to help you really tune into more of your own wisdom, your own soul wisdom that you have access to now, but for perhaps you have disconnected from or forgot or you know, didn't even know was there. It's like that beautiful treasure chest that you just didn't even see. So be sure and check that out. Again, it's called Your Awakening Self. It's on Amazon. It's on Nook, Barnes & Noble. It is an ebook, and it's priced so that anyone can connect with it. Really, it's meant to be wisdom for everybody. So I just want to share that, because I think that book has a lot of good insights to support the energy of right now, and that's what's really important. So let's take a look at the boundaries of right now. And every show I do, I don't have notes in front of me. I have nothing here. I just go for it. That's because I channel. I listen. I just connect with my team before every episode, and then I share with you what is coming through, what I hear, what might be relevant to certain listeners. There's a tendency for the shows to have different themes. Meaning, some people listen to the show and they're going through a theme of strong relationship changes, relationship dynamics, and so I'll speak to that. So it's essentially whatever is happening collectively in the listening audience, I tend to pick up on that and try to address it and try to support you in some way. So that's one of the ways the show is unique. So when we're talking about spiritual boundaries, one of the messages I heard, and dang it, I know this part, I know this too, has your spiritual journey made you too soft or too nice to other people because you have connected more with oneness, right? You know, okay, we're all connected. We're all one. We all come from the same energy source. We're all, you know, spiritual beings having a human experience. And so it opens your heart. It opened you up to other people. And you see them differently. Perhaps you have more compassion. You have greater forgiveness. You have greater empathy. It opens you up. And you see the fullness of people. And you see how big they are. And that's where you connect to them from, or you love them from. This could be true, especially if you are an empath. Intuitive, if you have really expanded your own heart. And so what happens is that sometimes the lines get a little blurry and it gets a little confusing about where to put in these stronger boundaries around your energy and or your interactions with other people, what you want to commit to, what you want to engage in, how you want to interact. It could be harder to say no. It could be harder to have firm boundaries. And that could be simply because you feel the more spiritually evolved person typically feels a bigger responsibility for others. The more spiritually evolved person will feel a stronger responsibility for others. Can you relate to that? And I'm going to throw in another variable here, which is, please excuse the stereotype, but I'm going to actually say that women, we do this more. It's our nurturing, it's our mothering, it's our desire to support and to help, it's our desire to be of service, it comes from a place of sisterhood at times, it comes from a place of, I know I can help you, so let me do that. It can just be a harder thing for women. Not to say that it's easy for men, I know men have the same, can have the same experiences, but in my observations and experiences, it can be harder for women to have those no's because perhaps a part of your psyche wants to be liked, wants to be helpful, wants to be a good friend, a good sister. You want to do good is usually the intention. However, as we know, with the new energies of right now, things are moving faster. And when they move faster, we have the opportunity to connect to the right answers for ourselves in a clearer way. And so it's more important than ever that you give yourself a pause or a break in between responding, committing, or replying to something being asked of you. And this can be, someone at work, a family member, your partner, your friends, your girlfriends. You know, it can be anything that is being asked of you. Right now, one of the things we have to do to really be strong in our boundaries is to give ourselves that pause. Give ourselves that, let me think about it and let me get back to you. Or let me check something and I'll let you know. Make this a habit because it's going to support you even more right now. And this is about also really honoring your energy commitments, what is right for you and what is maybe just has been an unconscious habit. It's also about looking at, based on who you are right now, does this serve you? Is it best for you? Is it best for them? I think about, okay, on a Saturday afternoon, do you have the energy to commit 3 hours to someone, helping them do something or whatever the task may be? Just give yourself more time. And this is how we're also practicing greater consciousness. And what comes up when we say, I'm not able to help you, or we say no, or we have to pass, is oftentimes what will come up is a guilt, right? A guilt or a should. We have an expectation of ourselves to be everything to everyone or to be available. That is all changing right now, and it has to change. It has to change. So being very aware of your energy boundaries right now is more important than ever. And so let's look at this from a bigger perspective here. When we talk about the spiritual boundaries and how perhaps you've opened up more to oneness, you've opened up more to the understanding that we're all connected. But it's also important to stay grounded in reality. That's part of our human journey, is that, you know, we can't always be up in the spiritual realms. We have to stay here. We have to have our 2 feet on the ground. So, in your life, on your journey, you have this understanding about oneness and how we're all connected and energy and, vibration, frequency, all this good stuff. But you have to apply it realistically and practically in how others are also making their choices and how they are acting in their lives. And to know that they're playing a role, just as you're playing a role, we're all playing our roles here, and that you want to address the reality of who they are, not the idealism, or not only the spiritual components. And this is where you use your intuition, you use your discernment, you really check in with yourself and say, okay, does this really fit for me, or does something feel off? And do I need to honor that message by not engaging or not interacting? And instead, fortifying the truth of who I am now and knowing that they will have another opportunity to have their needs met through another person, through another situation, through another opportunity, and that it's not your responsibility to take it on or to interact with them. And this can show up in so many ways. I mean, this can show up socially, you know, professionally, personally, in your family. There's just so many ways this shows up. And again, being more spiritually evolved means you feel a greater responsibility because you perhaps have more understanding or you have more knowledge or you're looking at how the energy works in a different way. But it's also it's so important to honor what is best for you right now and who you are. And we need these boundaries because we can't dilute ourselves. We can't, you know, add too much water into the mix and dilute who you are at this point. That doesn't serve anyone. It really doesn't, and it certainly isn't going to help you moving forward. And I thought it was fascinating when I heard from my team that this was the topic to bring up today, because I've had this lesson in my life too. I've been too soft. I've been too nice. I think many of us have that nice girl training. And it's interesting because I'm actually a hard ass, which I know people don't know, but ask my husband. My husband knows that I'm actually really tough, and I'm really, he's like, whoa. We've had conversations about this. And it's because back in one of my previous lives, I've been in sales for a really long time, marketing. I've interacted with a lot of different types of situations that are really hard. And I became really good at being able to give people no and to tell them why and to explain situations and, you know, come at it from a very diplomatic perspective and to make it be very objective and understanding, but to say this is a no. We're going to go with a no on this. I'm sorry, it's a no. And in fact, I was the person who always dealt with the hard clients because I could handle it. I could tell them no. I could say this is what it is and leave it at that. So in my previous life, I had no problem saying no, one of my superpowers, if you will. And it's still something I'm actually really good at. And then as I grew on my spiritual path and opened up to even more teachings, understanding, wisdom, you know, that shifted. And I would be too lenient with people. Can you relate to that? Or I would give them that second chance. Or I would allow something to happen that normally I would shut down right away because I saw it from a different spiritual understanding. And so what I realized is how we're at this place right now where we need to be integrating the strength and the knowingness that we already possess with the spiritual understandings and putting them into alignment and really being clear. And you know, something I've learned that I can offer you is that it's one thing to be very clear internally and just to know instantly, okay, this is a no, or I can't commit to this, or this isn't the right relationship for me, or this isn't the right opportunity for me. Like, think about if you have a job offer and you know it's not right. Well, there's that inner knowingness that can be really clear, and then it's how you talk about it next. It's how you communicate it next that is really important. And so this is where some of our work is right now, is in massaging and being really clear and firm about your no, but being in a way, doing so in a way that's, of course, respectful and professional and kind and really clear. But also, again, connecting with that bigger spiritual understanding that, yes, we are all one, and yes, we are all connected, but it doesn't make you responsible for someone else's human journey, their choices, their behavior, or the reality of who they are right now. And so this is part of this realignment, because it's so important to be strong in your no and to be clear in your no's. And that isn't always the verbal no, right? It can show up in other ways. But it's part of how we're also serving the collective at this time, is we're setting new standards. We're setting new standards. And we have to be clear in that. We have to be very firm in our intentions around that. And so looking at how that is for you and what that means. I mean, that could be something online. Like, personally, online, I have no problem getting rid of people online that I have no desire to interact with, whether those are trolls or, people who have too much time on their hands. You know, one thing that's interesting about doing this program and writing books and being out there and sharing with you is that you get all kinds of crazies on your doorstep. I have no problem banning people. I have no problem shutting it down. And, you know, and there's a way to do that where it looks, you know, where it's, what's the word? Quiet. But, there's all kinds of people out here with all kinds of energies, and we see it, right? We see it in the news. We see it in our neighborhoods. We see it in our families. We see it everywhere. And that's because the globe is composed of all these energies, the full spectrum. But for those of us who are really committed to our soul growth, and you're really committed to being a conscious individual and living your life in a really intentional manner, you do not owe anybody anything. And you don't have to take that on. And you can say no, and you can be very clear in what you will allow in your space and what you won't. And I know it's trickier with family or with personal relationships, but it's important, too, that you check in with yourself and you honor what is really right for you right now. I don't believe that's something you compromise. I really don't. I think that we need this. We need to demonstrate this as a way to honor a spiritual journey, as a way to honor who we are now, as a way to really be strong in what you've learned and in who you are, like never before. Like never before. So that's why these boundaries are so much different right now than they've been before. Because it's a different requirement of us. It has a bigger ripple effect. It also allows people to make choices that are best for them. When you're clear about what you can do, what you will interact with, who you will commit to, it really changes how you start to live your life, because things just don't show up on your radar. You are clear in your choices about what you need, what you want, where your life is going. It's like there's so much good that comes from having these strong boundaries. And so that is one of our ongoing tasks right now, is really being clear and, okay, this is who I am right now, and I love myself, and I honor myself in this way. And so how can you hold that intention for yourself that is loving and kind to you, and also ultimately being loving and kind to others? I think that is a really strong thing right now. And so if you go back to this whole idea of being too nice, or being soft, that comes from a well-intentioned place. Again, it comes from wanting to help, wanting to assist, wanting to support other people, perhaps wanting to be liked, wanting to be accommodating, wanting to be a good friend, a good partner, a good person. But it's also about recognizing that responsibility for energy happens on both sides. And so how do you interact with others in a way that honors who they are right now while also honoring who you are right now? So consider this. Consider this, these understandings, as you find yourself in situations that perhaps feel, you feel that uncertainty about committing to them, or you feel a hesitation, or, you know, any type of pause that you feel, that pause is a message. And it has to come from your core. It has to be something that you feel strong in. And it's okay to give yourself time to feel strong in that. Going back to one of my previous lives, when I was really good with telling people no, I had this job for a while where I was a headhunter, and I would help people find jobs, and I would prep them for interviews, review their resume, prepare them for, you know, the company and what they need to say and how they needed to come across in a very professional manner. I would help them with their salary negotiations, just everything a headhunter does. And part of the training I received for this role was a completely different paradigm of energies. And, you know, this was back in the day before the internet really took off, and all of these jobs were through, the job connections were through phone conversations. And so the trainers told us that if you have somebody who's looking for a job and you can't help them, and you know that you can't make money or you can't make a commission off of them, you need to let them go right away. Like, don't have them come back into the office. Don't take another phone call. You know, you need to drop them and move on so that you can find people that you can place and can make money off of. And, you know, the way she said this was so cold. It's like, you know, it was so harsh. And, you know, that's how business is at times. Some people definitely are all about the bottom line. But there was this undercurrent of they're worthless if you can't get them a job. And so I said to her, well, actually, I have another perspective, which is that if we can't place somebody, then we are allowing them to move forward on their path where they can find another job that is the right fit. It doesn't have to be this, you know, win-lose situation. It can be a win-win, where the fact that if we're not right for them or they're not right for us, that's good for them too. And this trainer looked at me like I was a two-headed Medusa. Right, like I was just this crazy alien. But I didn't care, because I thought, well, maybe she needs to understand this from a higher perspective, which is the fact that we don't have to work against people. Like, we're working for them. Your no, or this isn't a fit, or this doesn't work, can work for people. and help them move forward. So think about that when you're looking at boundaries and discernment. You know, it doesn't mean you're working against somebody. You can be holding that spiritual intention that you're working for them. You're saying, I'm not the right answer, I'm not the right fit, but I know someone else is for you. And you're letting them move forward, and you're helping them move forward. I actually had another boss who was like this. She's a big B. And she was a wonderful opportunity for me to work with shadow feminine energies. And she would throw her employees under the bus, and she would always side with the employer, and she would make people work on weekends, and she would say one thing about you behind your back and another thing in over the phone to you. I mean, she's a complete piece of work. And she said this, too, about one of my coworkers, and she's like, well, I don't know if I should fire her or not, or blah, blah, blah. And I thought, first of all, it's completely inappropriate that you're talking to me about this. You should be talking to her. Secondly, you need to see that you're not in control of this woman's life, nor are you in control of her job. So stop playing God here. Like, if you don't feel that she's a good fit for your business, then that's a business decision that you make to allow someone to move forward. And you have that conversation with her. And you don't talk about it with other employees because it's none of my business. And it doesn't promote trust. So know that when you're coming from a really well-intentioned place, that you can communicate these things. And you can say, there's another way to look at this. There's another way to approach the situation. There's another way to treat somebody with respect and to allow them to move forward on their path. And I feel that's one of the biggest things right now with boundaries is that you understand you're not God, right? And you don't know all the choices available to somebody. You don't know all the possibilities that are out there. But you do know what is best for you. And you do know that you're coming from a well-intentioned place. So consider that. And consider how that is for you, you know, how you would communicate that, how you would say that. I'm a very direct communicator. I'm very blunt. So, you know, obviously what I'm sharing with you here is how I communicate it, and you have your way, and you have your words. But really get clear on that because I also have this, I'm hearing right now from my team, there's no time to waste. In the sense that, why would you waste your time committing to something or engaging in something that really isn't 100% you? So, this is part of our work right now, my friends, but we are gifted with further practice in and understanding and communicating. This is one of these topics that, again, it's going to come up in different areas of life, in different ways. Give yourself that time to think or pause before you give an answer. Give yourself time to get clear. In my case, give myself time to not be a hard ass and to be more diplomatic. But you know, one of the things about energy is that you see it so clearly and you see people's intentions, right? And that can be a really beautiful gift to make a swift decision. Next week on the program, we're going to have an awesome guest. Allison Bogman is going to be here talking about soul numerology. We're going to talk about what we've been moving through, the universal number 8, and then moving into next year, number 9, universal year number 9. So how is this year preparing us for next year? I think it's great to have these connections between where we are right now and where we're going. She's going to talk about her book, excellent book, Speaking to Your Soul Through Numerology. She talks about the different numbers that are in your numerology chart and what they mean, you know, because we are made of multiple layers of energy, and numerology is yet one more tool where we understand all the energies within ourselves. And she does a brilliant job of talking about these numbers. So we're going to have a really good conversation. So I hope you can join us next week as we dive into the world of numerology. And until then, I wish you a beautiful week ahead. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being here. And I'm going to leave you with a song that I really like. It's called You Can't Hide, and it's by a band called Mock Tube. So have a beautiful day, my friends, and I will see you next week.